me now when I'm still awake.
Oh.
Oh my god. I am so sleep deprived.
Oh,
I'm so sure she was going to have them last night. So sure.
When you called, I was like, oh my god, the police must be coming.
I was trying to text from the piggy pen as well, and where I kind of made my own little bed in the corner, I couldn't get a signal. Which was really frustrating as well. But she went to sleep. She just went to sleep about one-ish, something like that. I mean, she was just so fidgety and you know, at one stage looked in quite a lot of pain. And I was like, oh, God. And she settled down about one-ish, and then she just snored. She just snored.
You stayed with her until one, did you?
Yeah, I stayed out there until one, and then I came back in, must have been about 11, I put everything off. She settled down about 11-ish, so I thought, oh, do you know what, I'm just going to take a chance now, put everything off, put the lights off, put everything off, came in. And then I came in for about 1/4 an hour, and I thought, oh no, I can't, you know, so I went back out, and she was up and pacing about again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I must have come in about 3-ish and just slept on the sofa then. I mean, I dropped off and I was out there.
Slept out there from 1 till 3?
I slept out there from... Well, I was out there until 3, and then I probably dozed and from like 1 until 3 out there, and then came in and slept on the couch.
Oh, God!
The worst thing was, I think I was woken up at 3 o'clock by a rat.
Oh, no.
I tell you, it's madness. And this morning I was thinking about it, and I think the reason that, I mean, obviously I'm concerned that in case she has any complications,
yes.
But my main concern is I'm not sure that the pens are strong enough, because Frances got out of hers last night, so that was chaos. Yeah, she just pushed the top two rails off. She's such a sod, honestly. It's like butter wouldn't melt, but she pushed the top two rails off. So when I went out about 9:30, she was just sitting in the middle of the vegetable patch. She wasn't even eating the vegetables. She was just sitting like a big fat doorstop in the middle of the vegetable patch. Like, oh, what the hell's going on? I managed to push her back in, so at 10:30, I was sawing and nailing and screwing and bloody, it's like the OK Corral out there now.
She took the two top things of the fence off?
Yeah.
God, so she
got
out.
Launched herself at her, honestly, I have no idea.
Oh.
But she's just, she's a muppet, Frances is, honestly. She's a
but true character for The Great Escape.
Oh, I know.
It has to call us Beaver Green.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. So, hang on, let's, I'm just thinking now, because Dot was due on Friday, wasn't she?
Dot was due on Friday. That's going by the date that I saw her. I saw her being covered,
yeah.
But obviously it doesn't mean that she stood or that she caught on that first date, I presume.
Yeah.
And that's working on the premise that pigs are 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days.
Yeah.
And now, of course, everybody's telling me to the contrary. I've got somebody saying, no, it's 150 days. And then Karen, bless her, just said, no, sows are 114 days. Well, if that's the case, I think, you know, she should have had them at the end of June. So,
oh, wow.
So, and I mean, to be honest, I'm not even sure what day it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I really don't know. And there's no point. I mean, I've thought about calling the vet. You know, he's lovely. But there's no real point because he's, you know, he's just going to say, well, if you're not even sure what day she was covered, particularly.
Yeah. I guess, anyway, that the only time for worry would be if the pig disco stopped.
Yeah, I mean, they were getting on. I was going, said the radio on last night, and I was just flicking through the channels. You know, we had a little bit of classical music and... Then we had Radio Wales on, and I couldn't, God only knows what I found. Sunshine Radio, I think it was. That was particularly lively. So
yeah.
I think they were all dancing to that at one stage.
Oh.